Dodgers losing 3-0. Mookie Betts up to bat with a 1-1 pitch just inside. Nope, that was a strike. I failed already.
Lost. All right, you're out of here. And we're back.
And we're back.
Charlie Steiner.
Dollar Boys.
That's right.
It's another very thirsty Thursday.
Indeed it is.
We're very much the Dollar Boys. Ben, you're not a guest anymore. You know, it's like...
Hey, thank you.
You don't need to...
It's weird. Feels weird to introduce you like that.
I just kept showing up.
It's my first time here in 2.5 years. Ben has been here more than I have, I think.
It's true.
Has it been that long?
It's been a while. I remember the last time I was here. The awkward show that it was.
That's one. Heavily edited because we were just like... Coronavirus was like this funny thing because there had been very little impact.
24-hour news cycle. They're just trying to play this up. And then, of course, a week
later.
Turned
out you guys were right.
I think I texted Daryl a couple days later. I was like, hey, man, so about that podcast. Sorry about all that stuff I said because I'm locked in my house now. 2 years later.
Yeah, there's a lot of jokes that were about just like coronavirus and Joe Biden and... Well, here we are.
And here we are. Good to be back.
Yeah, good to have you.
Welcome back.
But I swear you were here at least once.
Nope, wasn't. I don't think I was here.
This is the guy that looked like John.
Yeah. Probably had a replacement.
It was Ron.
Oh, that's why that guy was weird.
It was Ron Horse. Ron Horse.
Ron Caballo.
There you go.
Dodgers still losing 3-0, though.
Well, you know.
Is there a copyright issue if we call the whole game from the Razor Cake podcast?
No, it's commentary. It's fine.
I think, yeah, as long as we don't actually broadcast anything from the game.
It's also like this is going to post in like a month.
That's true, right?
So this game against the Braves will have very little significance.
Yeah.
Cool.
What did we just listen to?
From 1978, we're...
See, that's why Ben's not a guest.
Ben! Oh, God. Anyway, back to our normal scheduled program. We opened up with Mekons from 1978, Where Were You? The single.
Remember when we interviewed them right here?
That's right. I'm sitting right where...
Lou.
Lou sat.
Yep.
Seems like so long ago.
Yeah, I think they're pretty annoyed with us, but they were good sports.
Well, is there enough time lapse that we can tell the story of why that was such a weird interview?
It's not that interesting.
It's because you guys didn't bring a deli tray, huh?
No, we...
They were cool.
They were great. They just kept... We thought different members of the Mekons were coming.
Oh, yeah.
The good ones.
The other ones. The other ones. With the guys we had were great. I just wish I had been prepped.
See, I'm... He was in The Damned, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mekons are great and all. Yeah. Love the Mekons.
Wait, which member
was Lou in The Damned? Lou Edmonds was in The Damned and PIL.
Interesting.
So.
Quite the pedigree.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, we did not know he was coming, so we planned questions for other people. They called me about an hour before and said other people were coming, and those ended up not even being the people who came. So it was just fucked up. And I, you know, I love that band. So it was a weird day all in all, but glad it happened. Got to talk to Lou and Tom Greenbaugh. Anyway, you heard him. Where were you from the Mekons 1978? What else did we hear?
After that was Crisis Actor, which features our buddy Tony.
Hey. Renee!
The fullest house.
Cool. Fullest cool. The fullest.
That's off their new LP that they just released. So check that out if you enjoyed listening to that.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Tony. He does the No More Heroes.
We don't have to plug their shit.
Radio like, show.
We're the real kings of punk.
The real kings of punk.
He didn't say he was the king. I'm just saying. He's a nice guy.
No. I'm done sitting.
There's some weird chair politics going on.
Yeah. It's magical chairs. There's better one.
You work all day. You deserve a
for
chair.
Some old
I've been
man.
Sitting all day. I'm over sitting.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone's here. How cool. Long time no see John.
That's right. He said it was 2.5 years since he's been here.
Whoa. Shit.
I mean, we saw
I
him
wish
like
you all
would have
had me a cake or something. Fuck.
We don't love you that much.
Okay. Third song was?
That was the Q Factor. I believe they're from the Bay Area. The song's called Coffee Sucks on the Extinction Burst label. Didn't know anything much about this band until I just ordered it blindly and it turned out pretty good.
Ooh, a risk taker.
Oh, yeah.
I found a 7-inch of theirs for like $1 at Amoeba several years ago. I was like, yeah, this is a punk band. I will listen to this once and file it away. I haven't really spent much time with it.
I liked it. There's plenty of good songs on that record. And, yeah, we have a full house with a whole fucking peanut gallery now.
Nice. Peas in a pod.
So what do we got coming up?
Shit.
Renee.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, right. What you got, Renee?
Right on time.
Oh, I'll play a song. I brought a 10-inch that I recently got from Agonista. Multiple mics.
Not my dude.
Yeah, so Agonista, it's TJ punk band, but it's like there's a lot of it's like a Run for Your Fucking Life guy in there. There's a Boom Clot guy, and now there's a DFMK guy.
Nice.
The big three. Yeah. And I'm sure that other guy in that band hates me right now. Uh-oh. Sorry, other guy. I'm sure he's in a band or was in a great band. But yeah, really, really good live. I was pleasantly surprised. Recently? Yeah, I saw him like a few weeks ago. So I picked up the 10-inch.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Inflation, man.
How much it cost?
300 pesos.
Which is all.
It's like 15 bucks.
I don't know. That feels so fucking standard to me.
I know. I'm just saying, like, that seems like a lot. I mean, it doesn't seem like a lot at all, but, like.
Yeah, I feel like I will pay, like, twice that much for a record these days. And yeah. Be like, oh, that's how much records cost.
Yep, exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. Fucking crazy.
It's just crazy to think that, like, it wasn't that long ago when, like, it was, like, the $3, $4, $5, 7 inches and yada, yada.
For sure.
I remember the guy from Youth Attack caught a lot of shit for. He pressed a 7-inch that had like some like vellum transferred like or vellum paper cover, and the vinyl was clear, and it had some etching on it, and it's just like it was beautiful.
Right.
And he charged $8.99 for a 7-inch. I think back when 7-inches were like.
$3.
Yeah, and he caught a lot of shit for it. And he was like, fuck you guys. Like, from now on, the wholesale price went up to $15.
Holy shit.
But he's a joke.
This one's nice as well. It's got, like, the one-sided, like, etched art, and then the other side is, like, it has the 5 songs on it. The guy who, the drummer for the band, I almost called him his son's name, Adrian Valderrama. He's this really cool artwork. Yeah.
Alright, let's take a listen.
Let's take a listen.
And we're back.
Back.
We're back, we're baby. Back.
That was Discreet with their track Professional Patient off this new 7-inch that is very mysterious and very hardcore.
Shit, fucker.
Before that, you heard Night of the Cyclops by the band Cyclops from the album Escape from Cyclops Island, which I got reviewing records for Razor Cake.
Shout out to Johnny Cat.
There you go.
Before that, we heard Top Bunk with the song Just Go off their self-titled 7-inch. Before that, our friend Ben played.
Oh, we played Dear Darkness, the song Let's Go. Shout out to John Miner.
Shout out, friend of the show. And we kicked off that set with Renee's.
Yeah, I played a song called Descontrol by Agonista.
Well, what is that?
Damn.
That had a little bit of everything going
on. Yeah, you know. That's what we do here.
So John Miner is in?
Oh, no. He just told me about the band. He screen printed a bunch of punk rock posters back in the day. He's an amazing dude. I don't know. He probably made music at some point, but I don't know about that.
Is he the guy that sold his collection recently?
I bought some records off him recently.
Or like somewhat recently, like maybe in the last couple of years.
Last 2 years for sure.
He's okay. A big time record hustler.
And he
might
have even been, was he interviewed for Razor King?
He did a podcast with Ever and Todd.
There you go. That's a couple years. Okay, back. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
All right, we're all caught up. All
right, your guys' brain fucking works.
Just barely.
With our hours combined.
John Miner. He's been pretty active in LA punk for a very long time. So
you know what? Shout out to John Miner.
He's a really good dude.
Shout out to John Miner.
Yeah. Shout out. Shout. Hey, you can cut this out.
No, I can't. So
okay.
If you want it to cut out, don't say it.
I have a 45. I think it's the most expensive record that I own, possibly. It was my favorite song when I was 11.
My brain was like, are we 11. Going down or are we going record? Where is
And I got ridiculed like hell for loving this song, but it's actually probably what got me into rock and roll and thus punk rock. And so I have a copy of it. And when Marco saw this copy of it or knew that I had it, he said there might be a funny story. We could be wrong about this. Tell me if there's a funny story.
Okay. Welcome to the jungle.
Tell them what this is, Daryl.
That's the greatest rock and roll song ever written.
We're not going to play it, but tell them what it is.
That is the Oneaters with That Thing You Do.
It's a 45 copy of Playtone the song Records. From the movie. Yeah.
Now, why is it in a picture frame and not...
It's expensive.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm not going to say.
Come on, just give us a number.
It's like $100. I don't think I paid $100, but that's what it goes for.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
What's on the B-side?
Come on, pretty baby. It's one of their songs.
You wouldn't know this. What do you get for a original copy of Unknown Pleasures on 12-inch?
Oh, I don't know that. Discogs knows everything.
You've already looked, haven't you?
I don't go on that website.
I'm on there.
Sorry. Let's go somewhere else.
That was
an interesting story.
Yeah, oh, there's an interesting story, huh?
I wonder what you were referencing.
First of all, I think you made up whatever the fuck you thought I said.
No, this happens often. That is not...
The only interesting...
You told and it's me not to even bring interesting. It.
You
told me the next Dollar Post is on Tuesday. I'm Thursday.
Do you guys feel like we should give our listeners some context and explain that Marcos and Ben are kind of like an old married couple?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
They're not fighting. This is... These are them.
The thing that probably happened, you took it.
This is called gaslighting.
Wow, thank you.
When I left your house after we spoke of this record, very briefly, I might add, you probably had a dream where you thought I gave some. because you did go
that
back to
that
sleep.
That went somewhere else.
Jesus Christ.
That went somewhere
I'm sober. You have a bottle of whiskey in your hand.
Accusations.
He's got an entire bottle of whiskey in his hand, and he's. You had a dream, and then you heard me say something.
Listen, it sounds bad now, but.
Nah, babe, he must have seen it in a dream.
When this is a common occurrence.
How many times have you dreamed something that Marco said?
In fairness, this has probably happened before.
My sister was telling me that we practiced astral projection when we were younger.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where'd you go? Where'd you get to?
She said that I told her, because I was young, and she's always been into like all that dumb shit before it was cool. Yeah. We were Brujas before it was.
Yeah, before it was cool.
Yeah, they didn't have a hashtag.
Before rock collectors called themselves Brujas, yes.
Wow, interesting. But anyway, yeah, so I guess like we said we were going to meet in a specific place in our dreams, which is, I guess, how it works. And I told her, like, I was there looking for you, and you weren't there. And she said she wasn't able to make it there, but that I described the place properly, which I don't know. Interesting. We used to watch a lot of Quantum Leap.
Nice.
But I did not dream this, and in fact, I've had to prove things back. Like this before. All right. You remember when I bought that Bruce Springsteen video?
Okay, the one time you were actually
don't
ready.
Pretend oh, I didn't buy that okay. Bruce Springsteen record.
Daryl, what's a funny story about the Wonders?
Okay,
so we have I'm glad spread. We got back to this.
Sorry.
I think I know what Marcos is getting at.
Just give up the juice.
So we all have a friend. Let's call him Danny.
Fair enough.
Hey, don't look.
Danny was telling me one time that he got in like an argument with his father when he was like Danny was like really young. And he's going, no, this wasn't the actual song in the 60s. Danny's father's going, Danny, I was alive in the 60s. This isn't a song from the 60s.
Oh, shit.
That is funny. I'm glad I brought the...
So fucking is it or isn't it?
It's not.
No.
It's from the movie.
It's from the movie.
Oh, shit, it's that guy. Come on, isn't
it? And, is there any truth?
I love that you didn't know that this is a movie. It's a Tom Hanks movie.
I like Tom Hanks.
It's a great song. Is there any truth to the rumor that the drummer is Dave Grohl?
Oh, whoa. That'd be crazy. I don't think that could be true.
Like Dave Grohl recorded on that record?
Yeah, he's the drummer on that record.
That guy's prolific.
But blew my mind. He's
played on all the best songs.
It might be.
An unsubstantiated rumor.
Oh. I heard he was in Nirvana too, but that's just a rumor too.
I heard he was in Scream.
No, come
on. He's on it.
Stop messing around.
Little picture. He's in the back.
Wow. Amazing.
That's why I bought it.
Well, you know. A lot of people are in Scream.
Marcos, Ben, is the air clear? Are we good?
I thought a Probot 7-inch.
I think we're good.
We're cool, yeah. Thank you for telling me to bring that record here so Daryl could tell that funny story and see who it is.
I'm glad you did, even though I didn't say any such thing, but
okay.
We're here now.
What we got next?
I only want to be with you.
All right. Man in the box.
We're going.
What is the name of the band?
We're gonna go English in it. We're gonna play some GBH from the City Baby Attack by Rats record that I just got in the mail the other day, and I was really stoked because this is, as far as I know, the only good GBH record. And
Lars Fredriksson is somewhere crying right now after you said that.
You know.
Shout out Lars.
Leather bristles and acne.
I have that, and I don't. This is a lot better. Sounds more. This is more D beat, as the kids say, and yeah, I don't know. This is really good, and come to find out that Slayer recorded a version of Sick Boy for that Undisputed Attitude punk covers record,
uh-huh.
But it didn't make it onto the final cut. It was like,
oh, I didn't know that.
It was like
with so many winners on it to begin with.
Dude, there's, I mean, verbal abuse, fucking not TSOL.
Maybe the Misfits.
No. It was
minor threat,
verbal abuse.
DRI.
Who am I?
Yeah, a lot of good stuff on that record. But anyway, let's get to the. Let's hear something off of this. This song is called "City of Baby Attacked by Rats."
Push forward. You'll get the same fucking pushback.
And we're back.
We're back, baby.
Taking all our tax questions.
Hey, call in.
Call in.
If you want to hear the maestro give you some advice.
The tax whiz. It's tax season.
Turbo.
It's my money, and I want it now.
The last thing you want to do is to give the government any money.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
The rent's too damn high.
Where's the beef?
It's got my vote.
The last song was Neil Young's Heart of Gold, as covered by Hunchback on their split with Screaming Females, the Neil Young tribute split.
There should be more Neil Young tributes.
There should be a lot more Neil Young tributes.
I think there's the perfect amount.
Why? He's still alive.
That's true. He is still alive.
Why
allegedly
not celebrate people while they're alive? Why do we have to wait for people to die?
I feel like Neil Young's a pretty celebrated guy. But he deserves all the celebration he gets. I like his music. Yeah, I love his live albums so much. Rust? Well, Rust. Live?
Live Rust?
Live Rust?
Rest in Peace?
Rust in Peace? Is that him? I think it is. Yeah, that's him. That
Rusty Trombone?
Oh. You know who loves him and he loves them back? Pearl Jam.
Yep.
Tis
true.
The good Godfather old of grunge ball. And the grunge.
All right. Man in the box. Before that, we heard Straw Man Army with what was it? Faces in the Dark off their newest album. The Marquis de Sade.
I wanted to say it correctly on air, but yeah, Marquis de Sade. Skin Disease. 1979.
You wrote it on his hand.
I wrote it on my hand. My phone was dying.
What the fuck?
Hey. Whatever it worked. Whatever.
DIY.
And I played against. I'm all. And I played.
For the listener, he was looking at his hand while he was listening.
Yeah.
Before check out the YouTube page for all these hilarious clips.
Yep. Who played what next?
You played against
me. Oh, I played against me next. Unsubstantiated rumors. That was the electrical version of the acoustic version. Yeah.
On good old No Idea Records.
Good old No Idea Records. That was a big thing for a while.
The bringer and crusher of dreams.
The views expressed in this podcast are accurate.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like so much heartbreak in 7 inches. You know what I mean?
And they go hand in hand. If you know what I mean.
I don't think any band has broken my heart the way Against Me broke my heart.
Well, I guess this is too hot for radio.
Yeah. let's go somewhere else.
I'll allow it.
Let's get on. And we started off
Renee
with
still shaking his head, by the way.
It was a time and place.
For the listener, Renee is shaking his head.
It's so weird because they helped me and they I interviewed them for my fanzine. They put us on guest list. We got them weed. We hung out. I mean,
they made that DVD.
I mean, like, I can honestly say that, like, Against Me was in a large part responsible for a certain time in my life, like, sucking me hardcore back into punk rock when I kind of, like, strayed really hardcore into hardcore. And I loved them so much for what they were all about and, like, who I understood them to be. And we were friends with the band, like, the bass player and the drummer, and we hung out. Everything was cool. They're great people, and they were a great time and place. If you were there, it's, like, fucked up. If you were there at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Magic.
Why do some waves like crash really hard.
But why do I feel like this story ends with you seeing them in public and them pretending not to know you? That's the way you're talking.
Well, he said the bass player and the drummer. They were really those cool. Are the guys that, like, aren't in
those
the
are,
band.
Yeah, you're right. Oh. They're not in the band.
I mean, no hard feelings whatsoever. I'm glad I was put on the guest list the first time. The second and third time, we were just like, what the fuck? This is too much. No. Wonderful people and wonderful music made during a wonderful time. And some things belong in a time capsule.
All right.
Because boy, did that wave crash hard. My back is hurting.
And before that, we played.
Shake it out. Shake it out. You broke my heart!
For the listener, Renee's crying on the ground now.
Crying in his can of Coke.
Revolution was a lie.
Do you remember?
Oh, my God. But someone take it somewhere else.
Wait, when we start the Charge GBH. And we started that set up with Charge GBH. Yeah. Not GBH. Charge GBH.
Not GHB.
Wait, what? Never mind. If I don't know, I'm not admitting it on air.
All right, we're going to play the Runts, local band. This is the song called Jumpstart off a new EP that they just released on their Bandcamp and other streaming services like that.
They the Runts.
What is this?
So there we were, not doing.
Nah. We heard we're behaving really well.
Slater Kinney covering Wilco, A Shot in the Arm.
Did that have the new drummer or the old drummer? Is there a new drummer yet?
It must have been a new drummer, not Janet.
Wow.
It was fair. I'm missing. It's not. I'm just kidding.
And before that, we heard...
Is that me? Oh, yeah.
Until the So there I was, microphone here, not doing drums.
Bombardment with their song.
You do. You saw it in a dream or something.
Smoking you were there. Cocaine. Don't worry. Before that, we heard Morbid Angel.
That's what you say you love.
Morbid fucking angel.
But it's really insane. You could die. What are you thinking of?
And before that, we heard.
For me to poop on.
Mercenary. What song did I play?
Feeding.
Feeding.
From their demos collection.
From their demos collection. And it was put out as a tribute to the singer, Ruby, who recently passed away, unfortunately. And that whole record is like a collection of their two demos and a comp track. And it's fucking awesome.
So. Yeah, I never heard this band until this record came out.
And yeah.
This shit fucking rips.
It's great. And it's, I think it, yeah, I remember, I honestly don't remember, because I have the compilation, the hardcore, Give Me Some More, that was also on Beach Impediment, and, there was bands on it like Shit, and, fuck, who else, Peacebreakers, and, well, anyway, that compilation, that this record came out, and, it was really great, so pick it up.
This ska album.
There you go.
Take warning.
Take warning. And does that bring us full circle or?
No, somebody has to read something.
Anyone has the potential to be a Razor Cake contributor. If you don't see or hear what you
missed the first part.
Yeah. It's important that you do the first part.
It's very important.
Yeah, because.
I'm like, who does he mean?
Hey, you.
Some guy.
Okay, who?
Yes, you.
Thank you.
All right.
Tacky shit. Anyone has the potential to be a Razor Cake contributor. If you don't see or hear what you'd like covered, lend us a helping hand. If you're knowledgeable about DIY punk, are open to the editing of your work, can meet deadlines, and follow instructions, we'll consider your contribution. Drop us a line at razorcake.org/contact. If you enjoyed this podcast, which we realize is unlikely, and want to support what we do, please order a subscription to Razor Cake Magazine at razorcake.org/subscribe. Get 112 pages of DIY straight to your ass every 2 months. I'm sorry, straight to your door every 2 months. Interviews, articles, comics, and reviews of bands that you definitely aren't going to find at the checkout line. Even those lane. Fake lane.
Yeah, you saw
checkout
that.
Lane.
You're a teacher.
It's a line.
I know.
Or even those fake indie websites, razorcake.org/subscribe. This podcast is supported by the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors through the Los Angeles County Department of Arts and Culture. Any findings, opinions, or conclusions, especially those from Ben, contained herein are not necessarily those of our grantor.
We conclude.
One step beyond.
So the last episode we did was kind of like a Ben birthday episode. If you were there, he was given a gift.
This is true.
But in reality time...
In actuality.
Ben's birthday is in a mere hour and 15 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Start the countdown hell now. Yeah.
420.
So we got to keep the party going for another hour. Or we can just say happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ben. Yeah.
No. Thank you.
Okay.
No, I'm cool. Being a dick. No. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
This is a nice way to spend my
birthday. Thanks for
everyone
being.
Everyone get high.
I'll drink a lot of beer. Yeah.
Ben, I'll bum a cigarette off of you.
Okay.
Yes.
Crack and cocaine. Do get high.
All right. So so as your birthday gift, we're going to let you play the last song of this episode.
Man,
You know what?
Shucks. But Daryl picked the song. Oh,
yeah, that's right. Man. And so if that's the case,
I'm glad someone's showing who really
I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to take a stand. Ray, no.
Like, oh,
no, it's fine. No. You know what?
Do whatever you want.
Daryl chooses the parts.
No longer the band leader.
Oh.
I've put a lot of time and thought into this, and there's as your listeners know, a big deal about what the best Rancid record is. And I think I'm on hard on Rancid 2000, and I actually think that Young Al Capone, you can't fuck with. This is my birthday, so we're going to put that on.
There we go.
Signing off. I can't do a Tim Armstrong.
Yeah, you can.
Hey, signing off. This is
it's a tropical London.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right.
Listen to that bass. Cut that
hell
out.
Yeah.
No, we're still talking. No,
yeah,
we got time to get
hey, you.
We're on our own time. It's fine.
This is Dollar Boy time.
All right. Shout out to my boy Wyatt, who told me recently that he has had a lot of time to do listening to podcasts. And he said he's been listening to a lot of Razor Cake podcasts, and that by far the Dollar Boys are his favorite podcast. So.
All right.
Nice. Thanks, Wyatt. Too.
Thank you, Wyatt Earp.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll take that.
Thanks, man. I mean, I take no credit for anything.
Renee, you look like you have something to say.
No. I got nothing to say. I'm just hanging out.
You got presents, though.
I got presents.
There's a spliff right there.
That's not a spliff.
Whatever.
It's a joint.
Oh, man. Daryl knows his shit, though.
That is a joint. I could see it from
here. It's a marijuana. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's marijuana. I don't have it. It's just near me, but I take no possession of this. But yeah, John Mule did he gave me a great price on these records and a great payment program. I can pay him later.
Yes.
I had to put one beer down. One beer down.
One tall can down.
It's a one tall can down payment, and the rest is on layaway.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I fail at business.
Yeah. I'm also really excited about this Metallica 12-inch.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little band called Metallica. A little DIY band called Metallica.
Best drummer in the world!
no bass, Dave Grohl. But okay.
No bass on that record,
so
but it's
good,
okay.
No bass.
Good
so
songs, bass. No bass. Oh, well.
It'd be like that sometimes.
All right, this is Tim signing off for now.
Boom, boom, boom.
We'll catch you again later.
Shout out,
now
Lars
three
Fredrickson.
Of us have done it. Come on, guys. Come on.
Here we go. Tim Time Bomb contest. Ready, Daryl? Go.
I would never.
Daryl is still trying to get in good with his Rancid guys.
Yeah,
every once in a while, we're still dropping him a line like, hey, guys, just, you know, open invitation. We're still here.
Lars, we love you. Come on the show.
Yeah, if anyone knows a Rancid, tell them.
It'd be cool if we could get both Larses on the show, Frederickson and Ulrich.
Oh,
that would be an interesting...
No, that would be awful, and we don't like them. And
do we look stupid, John?
Don't answer that question. Do not answer that question.
I don't know what I walked into. He said Lars. I didn't know who we were talking about.
Is Lars Fredrickson still selling shit on Instagram?
Yeah.
Shout out to Instagram.
Shout out to Lars. Shout out to the bastards.
The mass bastard.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah, Juan Palloy.
Oh, this is disintegrating here.
That means that it was ever
shout
something.
Out to The Cure's Disintegration.
Disintegration. Great album, 1989. Fantastic. Hell yeah. I was wearing my Blood Flowers t-shirt yesterday. It's falling apart.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, shout.
You got it.
You got this. Come on, man.
I heard the conviction in your voice. Just let
you
me
had
know.
It a moment ago. Bring
shout
it
out to Marcos and Kelby.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
That's all I'll say. That's all I'll say.
I'm down with that.
Right. Shout out to Sam's Hofbrow.
Jesus.
Oh, does anybody remember
for the love of
shout out to the new Jaliscos there.
Yeah.
We're glad you're back, Jaliscos. It's been a while, but you're new.
Does anybody remember the shout out show from Saturday Night Live way back when?
Yeah.
The shout out show. Nope. Anyway.
Hey. Shout out to them.
Shout out to the shout out show.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a
good night. This is Daryl Time Bomb signing off. I'll see you all in the pit. Until next time, life won't wait. Best Rancid record.
Hasta la vista.
And out come the opinions.
Chewing at my feet, trying to protect this side of the sea. Well, Army of Babylon, young Al Capone, yeah. Army of Babylon, young Al Capone, yeah. Young Al Capone.